SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache glasses and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving.
But now, but here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Take
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too.
That was
easy.
Good.
It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
Listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge SportsGrid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub's show, man, and I have been
awesome.
Addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the SportsGrid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Oh, it's a Friday. You know, we get down right on the Sports Grid Network. No better way to end your week than with us, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, over the next 2 hours. Phone line certainly wide open, 844-843-6879. And Kevin, I'm going to start right here. You want some quotes? I got a quote for you. Quote, he just wouldn't go. He just wouldn't report, end quote. Do you know who I'm talking about right now?
I do, and I think we have the opportunity for a really fun conversation
yes.
on our hands here, because as long as you're willing to play my game, I will play along with yours, because there is a question that is still to me isn't being answered, but I know you are talking about Lillard, and I'll let you bat lead off here with kind of the latest and what's happening around that situation.
All right, a tweet here from NBA Central. Let me read it to you in full, and we can go from there. It says, if Damian Lillard lands with a team other than the Miami Heat, he won't report to training camp per Mark Medina. Quote, he just wouldn't go. A person familiar with Lillard's thinking told Sportsnet, he just wouldn't report. I don't think the other team would trade for him knowing that he doesn't want to be there. The person familiar with Lillard's thinking told Sportsnet. Not. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, so they should respect his wishes. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Respect his wishes. Hey, Dame, are you a free agent? No. Did the Blazers hold a contract over your head that goes, hey, Dame, we got a team option for $3.5 million this year. Yep, we're opting into that. Where it's like, you can't do that to Dame. I mean, he should make so much more money than that. Dame makes just about more money, Kevin, than anybody in professional sports. Knowingly signed that deal to be in Portland, and that says, great, I got my money. Let me pick my new team.
And I think the criticism that is finding its way to him is 100% warranted. Lillard is taking this tag as the most loyal guy in basketball history and trying to cash in the most preposterous way we've maybe ever seen. He is doing this fresh off of the extension. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what Damian Lillard is doing. So I completely agree. I will say the notion of a holdout, though, Donnie, is not new. You know, I actually, this is going to sound funny, but thank goodness you are actually the perfect person to bring this up to, because you are one of few people who will understand. I came across my own YouTube video the other day, you know, just kind of doing stuff in the basement. I'm like, let me see how spicy this take was. Was I on fire? Because most people don't like to hear themselves. Donnie, someone is like, hold on, let's turn that up and everybody quiet down.
Yeah.
So I watched Donnie a video of me talking about when Kawhi was traded to the Toronto Raptors. The trade was complete, and the initial report was Kawhi wasn't showing up to Toronto. Now, I know he obviously did. My point is, and again, I think Dame right now is going to the furthest end that we've seen, it feels like, but players saying, I'm not showing up if you trade for me, is something that has been said before. I will say that.
And how about this, too? Dame turns 33. Do we actually believe if Damian Lillard gets moved to the Milwaukee Bucks and he goes, you know what? Time to retire. How much money is on my contract that I'm not going to make and I'm going to sit at home while playing for a championship team? Because hear me out on Damian Lillard. There's a couple different ways you can go. He's going about it the way I love, because I love when people tear themselves down when they had so much public adulation. So he's, you know what I mean? I love it. Like self-destruction mode, I think it's fantastic. Because again, he had it where the NBA fans were going, damn, man. I love your game. Like, just ask for a trade out. We will love you wherever you go because we want to see you play meaningful basketball. You're a great basketball player. And he's tearing it down because, honestly, Kevin, if he goes, look, it's time to get out of Portland. It looks like they want to rebuild. It's probably going to take place without me. Here's my list of teams. Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Nuggets, Suns, Clippers, Warriors, Lakers. And you know what we say? Yeah. Right on, man. He deserves to go to a championship team. But he's saying, I'm only going to this spot. And if you don't trade me to this spot, which you're going to get pennies on the dollar knowing that I'm not going anywhere else, it's sort of a selfish approach. Now, granted, it's the best approach for him. You're going to Miami. That's where you want to be. You're not going to give up that much. I get it from his perspective. But my goodness, he could have listed, Kevin, the top 10 teams in the NBA and said, here's my list, and everybody would A-dub. Like, man, Dame's awesome, man. He loves to grind. Like, he'll go anywhere to win a championship. But now he's doing this, and I love it.
He didn't even need to list 10. He could have listed four teams. He could have listed three teams, and people would have been like, he tried. Here's the question I ask everybody heading to the break. Name me four teams that you think should be topping the Miami offer to trade for Damian Lillard.
Ooh, we got some spicy topics today. Get your calls in. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline. It's a Friday right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm in a hot spot right now, definitely in the Northeast. Not just because that's where me and Kevin are, but my goodness, it's hot outside. Ooh! Hopefully the summer's out there, include some cold refreshments, some beach, some pool, some lake action, because, shoo, going to need it this weekend. But certainly, the action also heating up in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, keep in mind, next Monday's show is, hey, who's going to win the Home Run Derby, followed by, ooh, the All-Star Game, and then not too much there until Friday, which gives us a chance to relax and shoot some hot topics off. That's all next week. Right now is the here and now. We're talking Damian Lillard. We're talking action here for Portland. We went over it again this morning. This doesn't look like it's going to happen sooner, which means it's going to happen later, which means probably not for a few weeks, Kevin. You start to dig in, and when there's no deadline, right? How many times do we see it in sports outside the NBA that, hey, our collective bargaining agreement's up in 3 years. Let's make a deal now, and everybody's happy with it, which is wild. You absolutely love to see it. But typically, like the NFL, baseball, let's say baseball. You have a year and a half to get it ready. Here's our proposal. What's your proposal back? Forget about it. We'll speak in a year and a half. The reason I'm bringing this up is we don't have to get Dame in camp tomorrow. We don't need Dame to do a press tour in Miami. He doesn't have to come down to get fitted in his uniform in time. We do have the entire summer months to let this play out, which, again, Kevin, is going to build on this. Dame is going to get a lot more hate than even what he's getting now.
He is. Well,
I don't know how he's going to be the story. Every day he is that ESPN first take, hour and a half, where should Damian Lillard go? Every day it's going to be. It's going to be wonderful to watch.
Right, but he's going to have his backers as well, right? Also,
who, his camp?
No, hold on. Fans? Are you all negative on every aspect of Lillard?
Yeah,
that's because you are a full-on hater.
Yes,
like,
I am.
Quite frankly, Donnie, we're banging on this guy saying he has no desire to play winning basketball if he stays in Portland. And the second he requested the trade, you're like, this guy's ridiculous. So,
yeah, let's ride the wave. Oh, let's ride.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Will you please play this game with me because I'm trying to prove a point here?
All right.
In terms of teams, forget Donnie whether or not he would just show up. I'm just trying to understand how many teams are right now wishing they could bring in Damian Lillard, but the way Dame is acting is cutting them off at the knees. Because, Donnie,
everybody?
I don't want that. You know, hold on, Donnie. Is it everybody? Just start with me at this top range here. Top five teams last year in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, Cleveland, the Knicks. Do you feel like any of those teams would be aggressively pursuing Damian Lillard right now if they thought Damian Lillard would be coming into their building?
Yes, of course they would be.
Who? Which one?
All of them. All of them.
Okay.
If Dame opened up free agency, or yeah. I can't even say free agent, not a free agent. Once the NBA completed their championship run, Denver holds the trophy, midnight strikes, Dame puts out a response. Time to leave Portland, talk to management, we're going to work something out.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams would be in, but I see where you're going now because
yeah.
it's not 15 minutes after it happened. It's the same thing we talk about, like, you got to be kidding me, man. DeAndre Hopkins can't find a home. Everybody spent their money. Everybody had their plans in place. See, like the Los Angeles Lakers, if you rewind everything and Dame calls Jeannie Buss and LeBron on a three-way, make it happen, I want to be a Laker. They're not signing 17 guys, which actually I like the moves they made technically better than getting Lillard because I think they're more a complete team right now. But if you would rewind that, they would say, we're not going to sign anybody. Priority number one is getting Dame here. Let's gut our bench and our draft picks, use up our cap space, and then we'll figure it out.
Right. The thing is, we're in the situation we're in. Here's the thing, Donnie. Because when I say Milwaukee being interested in bringing in Damian Lillard, I mean what it takes to bring in Damian Lillard, which is trading one of Drew Holiday or Chris Middleton plus another asset to match the salary. Does that sound like something Milwaukee would do? Of course not. Of course not. Philadelphia has to trade Tyrese Maxey. They told us they're not interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks aren't going to start Brunson next to Damian Lillard. The Cavs could trade Darius Garland. Guess who has no interest in Darius Garland? The Blazers, because he's a point guard. Maybe they could flip him around. I think the only team on that list that is actually maybe interested in bringing in Damian Lillard at an offer better than that of the Miami Heat is the Celtics. But that requires getting rid of Jaylen Brown, Donnie. That's a big thing. That's not a simple thing that we're talking about here for Boston.
No, you're right. You're right. And it'll be something to watch it play out because everybody is settling in. And also, for the people out there, we don't think Dame is crazy per se, right? And what I mean by that is you see the bluff, which usually it is with professional athletes. Well, you know, I'm just not going to, you know, show up at this point and I'll retire. People have done crazier things. If you go back, and again, most people listening to the show, probably young adults here, but 2004, the Philadelphia Eagles, Terrell Owens. He had a snafu in his contract. He said, I'm only going to the Eagles right now. Let's let it be known. And the Niners go, oh, look at this. You didn't opt in at the right time. Now we control your rights. Congratulations. You're now a Baltimore Raven. And Baltimore is like with Ray Lewis, like, hey, man, this is awesome, T.O. And he goes, don't even call me. I'm not picking up the phone. And they go, well, you're due tomorrow for your physical. You better report. Well, I got to tell you, 24 hours went away. T.O. never jumped on a plane. He wound up in Philadelphia. So, yes, nobody wants the unhappy athlete. But the Ravens back then did that like, oh, call his bluff, man. He's going to play for us. And he didn't. Now, a little bit different mindset here at this point with Damian Lillard. I doubt if the Portland Trailblazers, put it this way, are not just going to blind trade him to anybody they want to. There needs to be an agreement. I just want to see if this hardcore stance he's putting up really is Miami or bust. Now, he might have two or three teams behind him going, look, I'll go to these places, but this is where I really want to be. Let's push this all the way up to the 11th hour to see what happens. And if push comes to shove where Portland goes, hey, Dame, we're going to stink next year. With or without you, we don't care what we do. Like, we're on the hook, so be it. Go home and sit at home. I don't think that's going to happen. But do you think there is a chance where his team is bluffing so hard right now where they have that secondary third, fourth, and fifth team ready to go just in case Miami doesn't work out?
So I think that the Blazers should be able to say, if they got package Donnie from the Sixers they like, be like, listen, dude, I get it. You wanted to go to Miami. We're sending you to a team last year that won 54 games, has the reigning MVP. Like, I don't even understand what the story is. Like, there should be no problems here. But this is the point I am trying to make. The Sixers aren't interested in bringing in Dame. It's done. It's very obvious. They're not. Windhorst said the deal would be done if they offered Maxey. Donnie, they're not offering Maxey. And guess what? That's the Sixers' prerogative. They're going to stick with the controlled player in Tyrese Maxey, who is a lot younger, and I think that they're trying to, you know, be cautious here because there's a lot of uncertainty around the core right now in Philly. And again, that's totally fine. But we keep acting like the Blazers are getting robbed by not being able to have these discussions with the 20 NBA teams that would be willing to top the Miami offer. Philly literally won't top the Miami offer because they just want to keep Maxey.
But that might be a bluff as hard as Dame is bluffing here the opposite direction. I know they like Maxey, and they did the same thing with Jay. Look, James Harden, we want you to be a Sixer. We want to make a deal. What did the Brooklyn Nets say? Well, you know where that starts. Maxey. And they go, no, it's not starting at Maxey. They still ended up with, you know, getting the player they wanted in James Harden. I'm not saying you can turn around and get Dame Lillard without Tyrese Maxey, but nobody in their right mind is going to put their best offer out on the table, and then the Portland goes, okay, all right, it was going to be Maxey straight up, but now that you're willing to offer, from, you know, we don't think that's enough, and down that road you go.
But let me just say, I actually, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, I don't think they should give up Maxey, because the Sixers are sat there, they have James Harden, they think they're going to be able to bring Harden back, and if things don't work out, Harden and Harris leave, and they're going to have two max cap slots.
Yes, it is interesting on the Sixers this year.
That's the thing, the Sixers shouldn't trade for Damian Lillard, and that's like the most obvious team that everybody thought they who would trade for Damian Lillard. That's the situation Portland is in.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how
that many suitors.
Legitimately, in the year, the Sixers could have a super team on their hands when all they probably should do this year is take Joel Embiid 20 games, play Maxey, tank, get a first-round pick, and then sign three guys. We'll be back. It's a Friday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday edition right here on the grid. Get your calls in. Let's have some fun, man. What are you doing this weekend? What are you betting on? You betting on Wembanyama tonight? You betting on Major League Baseball? I mean, there's a lot to go over. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin here on a Friday afternoon to guide you into the weekend. Talking a little bit of NBA action, which we might as well turn it over here as well to the Summer League tonight, Kevin. Yeah, big doings tonight on Wembanyama. Now, I'm going to ask you this question straight out of the gate, which I think is great because me perusing the FanDuel Sportsbook over the past couple days, like, oh, how about this, man? And I still get back to, a couple years ago, we didn't have any of this type of stuff. You can now bet Summer League and legitimate rookies in the Summer League to score points. Wembanyama tonight, let's just go 19 and a half for you. Free bet, over, under.
Under, I think. Mm. Is if I had it. But just to clarify, is that listed 19 and a half or just 20 plus?
I think it was 20. I think I just used 19 and a half because I didn't want to use the like over under 20. Like, oh, he got 20, Donnie. Do you see what I mean? That's all. No, that's the only reason I went 19 and a half.
No, I only do that though because it and it is what it is. Like maybe you're not. I shouldn't complain about options, but it's almost like not cheating is the right word, but like you're never going to get a fair number, Donnie, if they could only post the one angle of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they posted the Wembanyama points prop at 19 and a half, and then it got
like plus 100
down,
at minus 134 the other way. Yeah, something
correct.
Like that.
But I'm saying then all of a sudden it closes at 16 and a half, and you go, okay, now we have a real number to look at here. Not some, you know, random plus 122 nonsense.
And by the way, you know what I have a problem with here? Let me see if this is correct. Yes, it is. FanDuel Sportsbook. Like, constructive criticism every once in a while for you. Now, I know how to navigate around this website. Kevin knows for that, but granted, DraftKings, I frequent a lot. I've learned how to find what I need to find, not betting-wise, but like boost-wise and profit boost. I get it. For a while, I just refused to go on there because I thought it was nonsensical. Yeah. But when I'm looking to bet the NBA right now, I should hit the NBA tab in the NBA preseason, or the NBA Summer League should come up. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do a couple tabs here to get what you need. Yeah. Now, granted, like, you do content on the fly. Sometimes if I'm not used to it, I'm like, what? I can't even find what I'm trying to bet on tonight. Now, I know how to navigate it. I've done it so many times because I'm actually looking for it. But the fact that you got to hit, like, NBA, more NBA, leagues, futures, just to find out what you want, does seem a little bit cumbersome at this point. But having said that, Summer League matches now. I was surprised by this, too. So many Summer League games. Like firing off rate. It's almost like they're going like arena to arena to arena and back to the other arena. Mm-hmm. You have what? 8 games tonight, with the centerpiece being the Hornets and the Spurs. No change right now. 6.5 is still that favorite here for the San Antonio Spurs to score 20 points. Wembanyama hasn't changed either, Kevin. +122. But as I brought up today, this morning, it was like, you know, you click the 20 points, you see Wembanyama and Miller. You expect to see the 25 points, Wembanyama and Miller. The 30 points, Wembanyama and Miller. Now, you do see some of those guys, but my guy Malachi out here, looks like he's ready to destruction, terror, mayhem, apparently. Man.
Yeah, Branham lit it up against the Lakers in that last game against the Lakers at the California Classic there. Well, here's the thing about Malachi Branham, and you see the advantages is he's not a rookie, he's a sophomore. And sophomores show up to the Keegan Murray performance, right? He went out there, scored 41. You're like, this guy going to win MVP next season? I mean, what's the story? Like, these are... it's kind of incredible the way that the sophomores can dominate there. And I will say, like, that's one of the things that, you know, you talk about summer league overreactions that you may or may not buy the hype into. But the Chet Holmgren Rookie of the Year stuff, I think I may end up being a full believer in. Because, Donnie, a pedigree guy who basically gets that 1 year of training camp, if you will call it that, they usually win the Rookie of the Year.
It's going to be one to watch. Now, also, Summer League, Kevin, out in Las Vegas, right? It's usually a pretty big deal. But not to the deal where I don't think we're selling out the Thomas and Mack. Are we doing that tonight? Do we have any word on, like, what the atmosphere is going to be? Yes, like the atmosphere tonight is going to be?
Been sold out.
But I'm saying, like, in the past, like, I've watched a lot of games, a lot of empty seats. Yeah, yeah. This one is one of those where people are that fired up where it's like, this is the place to be on a Friday night in Vegas?
Yeah, this is special. They don't sell out night one each and every time. This is legitimate. And if they do, they don't sell out days in advance, right? The Wembanyama hype is real. Look, people, a lot of NBA people fly into Vegas for Summer League, the early doings of Summer League. Like, there should be all-stars. Usually there are in attendance for this game here tonight to get a look at Wembanyama, quite frankly.
Oh, man, it's going to be 9 o'clock centerpiece game. Obviously, they put that one later out there, 6 p.m. I think 6 p.m. in Vegas. I want to say 3 hours difference. I don't know if the time change there changes to 2 or whatever that line is. But let's go 3 hours for what it's worth. I believe it's probably 3 at this point. I might be wrong. But Wembanyama +122 to get 20 points. I'm telling you, this is the jokes that I like to make. Well, I say, hey, man, LeBron's breaking the scoring record. Like, psh. They just pumped that thing up an extra 5 points. I'm sharp, man. And he ain't going over that. Like, I'm getting a steal, only to find out that LeBron basically gave the ultimatum to the NBA. Look, I have to break it tonight. So whatever you refs want to do is fine. My kids are here. My family is here. They can't come into the next home game. It's got to be tonight. And I got a good – I lost money, but I got a good laugh at it. Like, boy, if somebody would have just let me know of that. Now, granted, whether Wembanyama gets 20 points or not, it's not going to make or break him. But I got to tell you right now, if Wembanyama goes off for like 26 points tonight, Kevin, like, the internet's going to break. I think it's going to break tonight, right?
So if I'm looking
at the 20 points, like, I'm leaning towards a nice night, right? 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 2 of maybe 4 from 3-point line, where he shows off. It's like, hey, man, this guy's really good. But I'm telling you, if Wembanyama goes off tonight, outrageousness is going to ensue.
Like, you have to understand, like, the thing about Wembanyama is just how easy things can be for him at times. Like, this is going to sound silly, probably, but he's 7'5". He grabs every rebound and he puts them all back for dunks. Like, he looks so much bigger than everybody else that's out there. So scoring for him can be very easy. And legitimately, this could be easier competition for him than what he was playing against just about a month ago. So, I'm not running to the window because basically I feel like we're probably not getting a fair number since it's not a true over-under, but just a 20-plus market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little frustrated by that. But I get, if you made me bet it, I probably, similar to you, would rather just take the over and see if they let Wemby spin his wheels.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. And also, from the fact is, you see the videos, right? It's still over in France. I mean, I don't know, the Mets 92. I mean, I don't even know where they come up with the names for some of these teams. It's nice to see him against, and I don't even want to say like competition, because he's supposed to be the best player on the court and a franchise guy. But I just want to see how he operates, because sometimes all it takes is like 2 trips up court to be like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, I want to see this guy. Because some people watching the game tonight will be the first time they've ever seen this guy
definitely
play. I just want to see like, that first the first impression, like, oh, wow. Like, the hype is real right now. Same thing like LeBron James. Hey, man, who's this kid? We just been like, okay, we're just going to high school showcase on. And your jaw hits the floor going, he's not 17 or 18 years old. This doesn't make sense. He looks like he could play linebacker in the NFL right now, and he's killing everybody on a basketball court. Mm-hmm. You knew right away. Like, I want that feeling today of, wow, he is really going to be can't miss.
Yeah, I remember the Zion performance. I don't know if you remember the clip. He took the ball out of, like, Kevin Knox's hand and essentially, like, threw Knox to the ground.
Yes.
Like he was a child.
The still shot is still making its way around Twitter. Like, do you remember this day in, like, history where I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, Wembanyama, I'll say this. I guarantee you he has at least one moment like that. He's too big and dominant not to. Like, he is essentially a factory for moments like that.
Yes, like the three-point brick, catch it, dunk it, what the heck did I just watch? It just happened so fast, I can't believe that this happened here. Yeah, we're probably going to get some moments like that, which is why he is the number one overall pick, and we expect big things from. The game itself, though, again, just like Wembanyama, are we getting a true number at his points? Are we getting a true number at the -6.5? Does it just translate and say, well, yeah, he's out there. They're going to crush the Charlotte Hornets. If you're betting this game, are you going to be that sharp guy that goes, yeah, I know. Everybody's on the Spurs. Good luck with that. I'll take the 6.5.
That's how I would be betting it. Forget even what everybody's on. Donnie, they moved the line 12 points with the Wembanyama inclusion. 12 points.
Yes. It's crazy.
One of the most ridiculous things you'll ever... He's not even going to... Again, Donnie, how about this? And this is... ever since the AD disaster where my heart's still broke and I call you the expert on this. Wembanyama over-under minutes tonight. 40-minute basketball game. What's the over-under?
24.5.
Okay. Like, are you happy with that in terms of, like, betting him for 20-plus?
Yes. If you tell me he's going to get 20, see, but again, I don't know enough about him. Like, as you said, like we're expecting like he's supposed to be Kevin Durant out there on offense, like right away. And I don't even know if that's his like his game input. Now I see the highlights. He can shoot. He looks fluid.
Yeah.
He's a giant. He should just automatically get points. But I feel like the hype is we need 20 points. Like KD goes out and we joke about, well, he's going to minutes restriction of 9.5 minutes. We're like, wait a second, he's shooting every time down the court and he's wide open, knocking everything down. How is this possible? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to get. Like, what happens if he plays the first half, Kevin, and he only took 3 total shots? Are we panic mode? Like, who is this guy? He can't play.
Yeah, but like, that's like, so that part shouldn't happen. But here, and so, okay, here's the other final part, and this is, I think, the stuff you get a real kick out of here. He's going up against a bunch of guys that are also like trying to get their moment, trying to get their shine, trying to
lock
make rosters.
101, ISOs.
I'm talking about his own teammates, Donnie. Donnie, you just said Malachi Branham's the favorite to score 30 plus, right?
Yes.
Like, you think Branham's really here to sit there and feed Wemby? He's like, man, I got shots to get off, pal.
Yeah, the
like,
best point is I didn't even know he was on that team. Like, you could ask me what team he was on. No idea. Could there be some jealousy in the room? Like, watch out. Out here, you're wide open for 3. I'll take this myself with 3 guys in my face. It could happen tonight. Also, UFC. There's a boost up here. Our guy Bo Nickel. We talked this morning to Nolan King.
Whoa.
See if we can get down on this. A -160 to a +100. Come on back and find out. It's a Friday afternoon right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one, Moneyline Edition, Friday afternoon. Donnie, Kevin here. Surrender, surrender. That's what the golf course is screaming here at TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. Because apparently everybody feels like they're going low, including Cameron Young now. 13 under par for the tournament. 7 under on the day. He shot 65-64. Now, the leader that was in the clubhouse here was Jonas Blixt. Now, he just teed off and played his first hole. This guy was up 2 strokes, gets on the tee today. He's down 4 right off the bat.
Yeah, it's an incredible day from Cameron Young. Very happy with that. He's down to a +150 now to win this tournament. Was a co-second option with Denny McCarthy, your boy Russell Henley, was the favorite here. The thing for Cameron Young, Donnie, in terms of world golf rankings, he was by far the best player in this field, but he entered this tournament with no form. But that's kind of been how things work for him. I was looking through it. You know, you go back to last season. He had a stretch where he missed the cut at the Players and then at the Masters. And then the next 3 weeks, he was top three or better in three straight tournaments, right? So this is kind of par for the course here in how, you know, we see it come through for Cameron Young. But he's never won yet. He hasn't won yet, I should say, on the PGA Tour. Young guy, last year's Rookie of the Year on tour. So this could very well be his time.
You got to keep throwing darts out here, apparently, because Cameron Young goes 7-under, as well as Ludvig Åberg 7-under. But they're not even the best of the day so far. You have Sepp Straka, who rocked a 63 today, an 8-under, and also Kevin Streelman, who came in today at even par. He's through 16 holes at 8-under on the day alone. So low scores are out here, and if you are Jonas Blix, hey, maybe you need to get after it as well. But my goodness, there's a lot of guys that haven't teed off yet. But I wonder what the mindset would be, because as I said, like, sometimes you like to go a little bit later in the afternoon on day two just to see where what's happening out on the golf course. But apparently they didn't barricade this golf course like the U.S. Open did.
So these courses know that, right? Like, the U.S. Open was insulted, right? Like, that was the notion, Donnie. John Deere's like, all right, cool. We're out here watching great golf. Guys are playing well. This is what we're looking for, all in all. The Blix thing is interesting, though, because you were talking about, like, oh, how do you feel heading out to the course? In some way, there's got to be excitement, right? Courses to be had again today.
Yes,
looks like it might be even easier than yesterday.
Yeah, we're not going out saying, okay, Blix shot 9-under, just like, as I said, in the U.S. Open. Hey, these guys went really low, and say, hey, thank God we did on day one, because they just tricked out the golf course on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It looks like, hey, man, this is what the course is. Come out and get it here. Birdies are fun. Light it up. See how low you can go, because the TPC, you know, out here, the John Deere Classic, what's a better number for them? The winner went 11-under. Okay, just your everyday tournament. Now, hold on. The winner went 27-under. Oh, that leads SportsCenter. Like, you won't believe what this golf course is doing here this weekend here. Now, that's a championship, not a major. We got some major championships technically here in the UFC. Now, the events don't start tonight. Is that correct? Because I see the boost here for tomorrow at 10 p.m. Where is it taking place at, by the way, again, this UFC
Vegas
event? International
Vegas
Fight Week. So it's not really – okay.
I get why you asked that question.
Like, I thought it might have been like a different locations. Like, hey, it's International Fight Week. We're going in Spain and France and U.S.
I think it maybe is just meant that it's supposed to be like celebrated everywhere, but they go to the fight capital of the world, which is Las Vegas, for this every single year.
Man, Vegas is popping this weekend. You got to get that atmosphere, man. Let's go.
I didn't even think about that. Like, it's an unreal. Man, plane tickets must have been expensive as all get out getting to Las Vegas. Hotel rooms probably going wild.
Was the EDC should have been out there this weekend, too, just to pop it all. Like, have that whole weekend there.
Do you think you'll get involved at all with the will it be boost only if you're involved with the UFC?
Yeah, it's going to be boost only. Like, I need something that's going to draw me in. And this UFC odds boost that's on the board is Bo Nickel.
Bo Nickel.
To win by submission in round one versus Valentine Woodburn. Now, we previewed that this morning when Nolan King came on for us. This is basically one of the biggest favorites in UFC history going up against Woodburn, which the joke I loved was reading about Woodburn, like, what do you mean I'm a dog? I expect to win. It's a dog. That guy's the dog, not me. Now, both of these guys, not a lot of UFC work, basically, because a lot of times you say, hey, okay, this guy's what, 19-6, 19-7, 25-2, like 4-0 and 7-0. But it looks like it is going to be destruction. But again, this is sometimes where it gets you. I just wish it was Bo Nickel to win in the first round. Doesn't matter what he does, throws the guy into the seats, breaks a rear naked choke, whatever it is. Like, just win it. I would hate to see, like, if you bet this, he goes out in the first 30 seconds, drops him with a left, and it's just over. Like, yeah, awesome! Like, no, it wasn't awesome. He had to get down on the ground and choke him out for the victory.
Yeah. Well, the incredible thing with, you know, that is, it's not like the FanDuel Sportsbook is robbing us. They literally found the absolute cheapest option on the board, which is Nickel round one submission. Because everything else, I mean, Donnie's like minus
ridiculous
270 to win in the first round. The pricing is so unbelievable on Nickel in this fight. And if you look, I mean, this is only his fifth pro fight, Bo Nickel, but he does have an unbelievable amount of, you know, hype, and the idea is he's maybe the best prospect the sport has seen. He's certainly way up there. But Woodburn, I'm sure part of the reason his confidence level is what it is. I mean, this guy is limited sample, I think seven fights. He hasn't lost any of those seven. He's 7-0.
Yeah.
So for him, he's like, I don't know. This is what I do. I go out there, I dominate. The one thing, though, for a guy like Bo Nickel, when you're so excellent, there are some people, Don, who go, I'm just going to go win, do my thing. I'm going to tap you out. We're going to get out of here. Sometimes, though, guys go, no, I want to prove a point. Everybody thinks I can't, you know, use my hand, so I had to knock him out. And it's like, you know, where was that information before we were placing wagers? Like, sometimes these guys have such advantages that they try and make statements in the fights, and it completely, you know, will then dictate what actually the appropriate wager should have been.
Now, thinking long-term also at FanDuel, right, because you see that. Imagine if this bet was Bo Nickel to win, plus 100. Just win. Doesn't matter. He could go all three rounds. It could go to unanimous decision. He could choke him out, knock him out, TK, whatever would take place. Because, again, I like to say I'm the common man. When there used to be big UFC matches, now granted, there's always big UFC, but I'm talking like the Conor McGregors of the world. Hey, man, boys might be getting together to watch this. I don't watch UFC, but I can enjoy it. And also, if you're looking to bring in that new market and gamble on, just make it something simple like that. Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to watch this. Hey, look at that, man. It's extra $50 in my account. Oh, who's up next? Let me bet on that. Hey, by the way, this UFC thing is kind of fun. I could see myself actually getting into it. I just wish it was more like that. Now, granted, we're going to watch. We cover because we're in the content business. But it's just something so simple like that. Minus 10, you know, minus 2,000 to plus 100. That would send shockwaves around Twitter where everybody would be getting down and be like, hey, you know what? This is fun.
But I also think it could be other, like, there's other ways to do it, right? DRS, they do, you know, place a $50 wager, $25 wager, opt-in on the UFC 290, get $5 back for every knockout. Yes. Now, all of a sudden, guess what? We're now watching the whole card.
Yeah. Don't choke him out. No. Exactly. Submit him. Don't knock him out. Yes. Hold on.
What happens is, when you watch the whole card, it's somebody, you know, oh, man, let me get in on this. What do you like here? You like Lawler? You like Price? And you know what? I don't know. I always will agree with you. I think they at times don't realize the power that those boosts can have, and because guys like us get excited about them all the time, we really do. So
exactly, knockouts, see some drops. By the way, was there actually a knockout here already in Las Vegas? Well, apparently, Kevin, what you told me. Can I play this angle? You told
me
Webinyama squared up with Brittany. I didn't want to believe it. No, I'm just kidding on that one. But anyway, there's video. There's got to be video of this, right? Vegas, there's cameras all over the place. Somebody has to have this here. But I can't believe, and from what I'm reading, it was a restaurant, from what I want to say here.
Right.
Like, you get tapped on the shoulder. Your security team is in, like, Cobra strike mode already?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you understand, like, if you are a, I'm not going to say, like, the president who has, like, you know, FBI detail and Secret Service all over the place. But you have, let's just say, three guys. Like, hey, by the way, it's Wemby. He's new in the United States. He's a big deal right now, and he can't hide. He can't be Floyd Mayweather, put on a hat, and be like, well, we didn't even see Floyd because he's like 5'8", 5'7". This is a guy that no matter where he goes, people are like, what? Who is that? That has to be somebody. But if, let's just say, your crew comes by, like the basement brigade sprints full speed down the hall trying to get after Webinyama. It's like, whoa. Like, hold on now. What's going on here, boys? But if a 5'3 female sees, like, Webinyama and gets a little bit close to him, we don't have to, like I said, karate chop that female, but apparently that's what went down here. But if the brigade is, like, the Buffaloes are running down the hallway.
Men of that size start coming at it, I understand.
Yes, furniture's moving. We hear it coming a mile away. The security team gets ready. But somebody's just like, hey, bang, right across the chin. That's crazy.
I will now say you kind of made me realize something that I had not been thinking about. In terms of Webinyama having security, how much security? Is it his own idea, agent's idea, Spurs' idea?
That's NBA security.
Henderson?
That's NBA
security.
Yeah.
Is it?
No. No, here's the difference, though, Kevin. I think because he's going to get a lot of attention here. He's the number one pick. Again, he's also 7'5". I'm telling you right now, if Wembanyama walks by me, I'm like, whoa, that's Wembanyama. Scoot Henderson walks by me, it might just be any guy on the street, to be honest with you.
Famous NBA player that could walk by you that you wouldn't recognize?
Like, no, but see, but a lot of them could. Like, honest to God. Like,
yeah, I know.
If LeBron James walked by in something, something athletic wearing, you'd see him coming from a mile away. But I'm telling you right now, like, if LeBron James is just wearing, like, he's by himself, hat on, and I'm not really paying attention, like looking at my phone, and he walks by, I might not know who it is.
He just walked by me.
But if a guy that's 7'5 walks by while I'm looking on my phone, I immediately like, hold on, what just passed me right here at that point? Like, that's really the way it is. Like, he's so easy to spot. I think the NBA is like, hey, people are just going to be stopping him and finding out who it is. Not like, oh, that's Wembanyama. Like, no, stop. Who is that? That's Wembanyama over there. Oh, I got to go take a picture with the guy. Like, that's NBA security by far.
LeBron's 6'9", man. Like, 6'9". Like, you couldn't have said a smaller star. Like,
no.
That you wouldn't have, like, would you recognize
Steph Curry?
Lillard?
Like, would your Dame senses? Strolls by? Like, put it this way. Like, if Dame Lillard was in a Portland uniform dribbling a basketball, I might be like, I don't even know who that guy is over there, man. Come on now. Like, you're walking around Caesar's Palace, the mall, and Dame's, actively, breaking people down. Some people would know that's Damian Lillard.
Man, that guy looks just like Dame. Yeah. That's a pretty good cosplay.
Look at that knockoff over there. Let me go over and see this guy. Let's see what he's about. Because there's a lot of, fake Elvis impersonators. Maybe guys just getting over. Like, the ones that you see, Kevin, like the fake Charles Barkley, who's one of my favorites, where that guy's just playing basketball. Like, stop the madness. And they show Barkley that. But Wembanyama, like, he's so big. Like, it's almost like he's in a track. Action by himself, even if you don't know basketball, you're like, I've never seen an individual this big in my life. But again, Bron walks by in a hat, not sure, man. Not sure.
Oh my God. All right, there it is.
There it is, man.
LeBron
is. Yep. One more segment. By the way, segment number two, Kevin, coming up here, hour number two, I should say. You know how much money Tom Brady lost in FTX, man? Those reports coming out. We got hot topics all over the place in hour number two. But one more quick segment before we get to hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin, 45 fights, 22 years in the game. Says Robbie Lawler has never missed weight, and he's ready to rock and roll. Now, how would you feel, though? Is that a bet that you have to make here? A guy that's going to retire, it's a wrap on his career. You expect the very best out of him. Or again, it's like this is the perfect spot to fade him because everybody's going to be like, there's no way Robbie Lawler can lose in UFC.
He's a dog, actually, in the fight. So, a minus 230 number on Nico Price, plus 184 on Robbie Lawler. Look, the idea is these two are going to go out there and just throw bombs for however long it lasts.
Yes.
So, how will the fight end? Minus 155 knockout. It's worth a shot if you're willing to lay that kind of juice.
Good Major League Baseball card tonight. Some good opportunities. Sort of retooling a little bit. And I always like to joke about this. Is back when I used to run services, Kevin, this is always a weekend I got so nervous on. Like, you might be having a good run, or maybe you need to press down the lever on a couple things. And it just always realizes, like, that Sunday performance is like, I can't even believe it here. Should have just taken every dog on the board because crazy things happen. Who knows what's going to happen? But there are some really big shots this weekend. Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins. That's a really good series here. Like, the battle for second place, but I think most people zeroed in and we profiled the Atlanta Braves and the Tampa Bay Rays. This could go off the rails for the Rays with so much panic heading into the break.
Yeah, that's the big thing to me is, can the Braves continue to punish them? But I said to you, and I know you cautioned me against it, but I may end up putting myself in a position, Donnie, where I just bet the over every game in that series and see if these two teams that have just been on fire all year long offensively can provide the energy that I need for at least two out of the three games to go over.
Yeah, like I look at tonight's game like, hey, man, I think I want to go under. And it's like, are you serious with that lineup for Atlanta? They don't care who your pitcher is, pal. They're going to hammer you. Now, topics galore coming up in hour number two. Get your phone calls in, 844-843-6879. And also, find out who Skip Bayless wants to match up with him on Undisputed. We got topics, topics, and more topics coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on The Grid.